Hello and welcome to Corn Talk. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. This week our topic is the energy bill, which last week passed through the U.S. House of Representatives. On the phone with me is Brent Rockhold, who is a former president of the Missouri Corn Growers Association and a producer from Arbela, Missouri. Brent, as a member of the National Corn Growers Association Ethanol Committee, what's the feeling right now about the energy bill and what it could mean for Missouri corn growers?
Well, obviously, the thing that the energy bill presents to the Missouri corn farmers is more use of corn by grinding it into ethanol. And as you know, we just come on with our third plant in production in Malta Bend. Looks like we've got two or three more in the planting stages that may come on. And as long as we keep grinding more corn, that means a better price for the producer across the state for his corn.
The bill has passed through the House, and of course the Senate is the next stop. What should Missouri corn growers do at this point?
Well, of course you can call your senators and encourage them to be supportive of the bill, and obviously Senator Bond and Senator Talent have both taken lead roles in getting the energy bill passed. We are very appreciative of the fact that the House passed the bill. The 5 billion gallon mark is kind of what we think is the minimum. We want that to be a lot higher number by the time it gets through, so it wouldn't hurt to pick up the phone and give your senators a call and ask them to raise that number as much as possible.
I understand that. Is it $8 billion that's really what you're looking for?
Obviously, as a corn producer, I'd like to see it even higher than that, but it seems like there's going to be a lot of resistance, maybe at the $8 or $9 billion mark by 2012. I think the ethanol industry has proven that it can grow at tremendous leaps and bounds. The production could be easily over that by then, so that's why we would like to encourage as high a number as possible.
A lot of interest in ethanol right now with the gas prices being as high as they are. What is your comments about that as far as where gas prices could be or if ethanol were allowed to take a larger role in our energy?
Well, we think that right now that with ethanol that they're probably able to keep the gas price down as much as 25 or 30 cents right now. So if this market could continue to grow and, in fact, double by the year 2010, that we're looking at a substantial savings, maybe 40 to 50 cents a gallon cheaper cost for the producer. And the other side of that equation, of course, is we're adding value to the corn, probably adding 25 to 30 cents of the price of corn right now by the ethanol that's in production today. And maybe we could double that figure, too, in the next 5 to 7 years.
This bill really has two components in it that would help farmers. So on the one hand, it can help you sell more corn. On the other hand, it could also help bring down energy prices for the energy that you use to produce your crop.
That's correct. Provisions in there on the natural energy, including natural gas, and that's been an extreme concern with us. I know in our part of the state you either couldn't get the anhydrous or it's such a high price that it really cost us on the anhydrous and dry nitrate prices.
Is this something we've been trying to get for a long time? Do you think there's a good chance at this point? What's NCGA doing to make that happen?
Well, obviously, that's been if not the number one issue for our lobbyists in D.C. to continuously push for the energy bill to get passed. And we know that last week the president asked for that to be finished before the summer recess, so I think it's showing that he has a strong desire to help get that pushed through and sign it into law.
All right. Thank you very much, Brent Rockhold. That's Corn Talk for this week. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.